The last song on the Last Stand album, it's called The Last Battle. And some years ago, I got a book from a fan in America, and I've saved that book somewhere. And it was something like, okay, maybe we keep this idea for the future. And then we figured out, because the song, actually music-wise, was like very
upbeat.
Yeah, and a kind of a happy song. So it's kind of makes it hard to find a depressive story for it. So we needed some uplifting story to end the album with.
Yeah, and this is actually the only time where the Wehrmacht and the American army fought together. It takes place in Austria, in Schloss Itter, and there's actually a this castle has been remade into a prisoner of war camp. So we had mostly French prisoners of war there, actually. And at this point, they get word that the SS is sending more troops up there to execute all the prisoners. And then you have volunteers from Wehrmacht and the American army. They basically join together and say, that's not happening, let's go there. And they actually defend Schloss Itter against the SS. And they do so successfully, with a tank called Besotten Jenny, even the Sherman tank.
If there would be one song which I would love to see somebody do a real proper movie about, I would love to see this, because there is so much you can fit in to make it actually a great action movie. I mean, but if you just think about the lieutenant and how determined he was, and like you can see him when we were reading the stories about how he was there. Of course, this is well documented and stuff. It's the last hours of the World War II, and so this is very well documented in the book, and there is a lot of like really wow, this would make it to a cool movie.
It would be, and I mean the ending when they're finally relieved and the, you know, supporting forces arrive, the last words is like, what took you so long? So it's the last battle. It ends the album in a nice way, on a happier note, maybe with a thought that I like the idea of, you know, old enemies becoming friends.